Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Ches. Psachim Daf Ches, the next daf in our travels through the first parak. Says the Gemara on Zayin Amabez, La'or Haner. We're at the two dots after yesterday's jam-packed day. Now we get back to the next two words of the Mishnah. So far we've had seven blot relating to the first six words of the Mishnah. Or la'ar ba'asar bot kenesachametz. We do bedika. Why do we have to do bedika? What do we do with along with bedika? We do bito, we do bi'ur. Do you make a bracha when you do bedika? Why would you think that you don't make a bracha when you do bedika? So that was all. This whole discussion that we had on the first six plot of the Masechta was related to those first few words. And or, first we discuss what that word means. Or, what is or? La'ar ba'asar. Why do we do it then? We did the when, the what, the why. And now we're next, up to the next couple of words. La'or haner. To the light of a candle. Says the Gemara, Minahani Mili, how do I know that you use the light of a candle? Amar of Chizda, Lamanu is based on a pasuk. Not just, as we'll see soon, a svara, that it's a good idea to use a candle because it helps you see well, but it's based on a pasuk, this symbolic nature. And that's why I think we mentioned earlier in our shiurim that even if the practical reasons might not apply anymore, checking in the nooks and the crannies, the churun who stuck it, might not apply because we would use a flashlight today, but there is still a symbolic idea of using a candle, at least for the beginning of it, based on the following psukim. Lamadnu mitziya mi mitziya, u mitziya mi chipus, v'chipus mi chipus, v'chipus mi neres, v'neres mi ner. You have a six-step word connection between psukim, A to B, and then B to C, C to Z, continuing, and eventually we get from bedikas slash bir chametz all the way to a pasuk with a nair in it. And that's the remez that Chazal use that we should use a nair by Batikas Chavitz. What are these psukim? Mitziya mi mitziya. Ksiv hacha shivas yamim sa'or li yamasi b'vatechem. First we have the shorish of mitziya found by sa'or. Fiksiv hasam, and it says by Binyamin and the brothers. And they looked in the knapsack of Binyamin. Yosef did. Vayechapes bagadol hechel uvakaton kila vayimatzei. He tried and searched in the big one first, as Rashi quotes. He didn't want them to think that he knew exactly where it was. They looked in the big. Reuven, the oldest one, Ubakato Kilova Yimatzei, it was found. So that's where Vayimatzei is. Umitziya Michi Pustidei, and then that pasuk has a Vayimatzei, and then the previous word earlier in the pasuk it uses the lashon of chipus. So we jump from that chipus to then the chipus mineros, and then another pasuk also has chipus, but that pasuk also has the word ner. Dechsiv ba'esahi. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achapes as Yerushalayim Baneros. I will look, says Tzvanya, I will search out Yerushalayim with candles. So you see the verb of Chipus with the word Neros. V'Neros Miner, and then Neros, also we learn from another pasuk, singular Ner, Tachsiv Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Vaten. He searches out all innards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the inside of every human being. Tanit ve'Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel also adds on, Le'le yudalet bot kenes hachamis lor haner, we use a candle, avavishin rai ladavar, zeichel ladavar. It is a hint, sh'ne'emar, the psukim again, shivas yivim sar lo yimatzei, v'yomer v'chabes v'gadol ha'echel v'gaton kila, v'yomer v'esa ha'hi ha'chabes yisraelim v'neros, v'yomer ner Hashem nishmas adam, chofes v'chulu. My v'yomer, what do you need these two psukim for? Relating to Neros, why couldn't we just have the word Neros, not need the extra pasuk of Ner? V'chitem, and if you want to say, don't take that pasuk in Svanya, so literally, why? Hai ba'es ha'hi kula hu tukam rachmana. That pasuk of ba'es ha'hi in Svanya, it's a kula. It's not telling you a need, a stringency, but it's telling you a kula. Lo batkina la b'Yerushalayim, that when Hashem searched out Yerushalayim, Hashem didn't focus so much on the chataim. B'nahora da'avuka, d'nafish nahora tov. Hashem did not use the light of a torch, which would bring a lot of light, and he would be able to scrutinize our actions very intently. Ela b'nahora d'shraga, but really just the light of a candle. D'zutar nahora tvei, that has less light. Da'avon rabba mishtakech, the big sins will still be seen and found. D'avon zuta lo mishtakech, but not the small sins. So if you want to say that pasuk is not a good source, because that's telling us a kula, tashma, ner Hashem nishmas adam. Okay, so we have another pasuk to tell us about ner in the pasuk with chipus. Okay, there is a thought that's quoted by a number of the achronim, quoted in the name of the Rebbe Mitzchabin, where he quotes that a question that bothers a number of Befarshim, and that is this pasuk of Vayechapis Pagadol Heichel Vachaton Kila. There's an earlier pasuk that also has both verbs in it by Lavan, and the question is why Dafke is this quoted? So the suggestion is made that here we're talking about Petika, and it's the only time Chippus usually means you're searching for something that you don't know it's there. Here, Dafka by Yosef, it's a Chippus, and he knows what's there. He knows what's there. He put it in there. Dafka, that's used why? Because that's parallel to what we do. We know Chametz is there. Especially, he says, this could be a remez to the petitin that we put out. We mentioned yesterday, the machlokas, the Ramah, and the Taz. The Ramah says to put out the 10 pieces of bread, as the minhag is of Klal Yisrael, says the Rabbi Chabin. Maybe this is a connection to that, because here too, it is a chippus of something that was mutman on purpose. Good, all these took him here, if you look at the Chassam Sofer, also on the Gemara, he relates all of these to Zman HaGeula. Right, the brothers, talking about the beginning of Geulas Yosef, he was going to reveal them to himself to them, and we have Achabiz Rabaneros, all of these have to do with Geula. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam is Geula Sanefesh, v'chul. Right, Geula doesn't only mean physical Geula. Geula can mean spiritual Geula, right? That's not only a hashkafic, idea, even on a halachic basis, there's an amazing lavush. The Levush talks about, we know the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Mesechas Brachas, there's a rule of smichas geula l'tfila. One is not allowed to have any hefsek between Gaal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. What about Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? Okay, that's an extension of Shmona Esrei. That's tfila arichta. What about Hashkivenu? Hashkivenu is an extension of Gaal Yisrael. Right, it's Geula Arechta. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah there in Bracha says, because they said that, they wrote Hashkivenu when they were huddled up in Mitzrayim that night, they said it, they wrote it, Bishas Geula, and that's why it is a Geula Arechta. Good. The question is, what about all of the extra psukim that the Minhag of Klal Yisrael has to say, many shuls? Right, Vishamar Vnei Yisrael, Vaydabar Moshe, on Friday night, you have all these psukim. So Vishamar Vnei Yisrael, none of them are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes zero. The tour quotes Vishamru, and he says, oh, it's not a hefsek because Il Mali B'nai Yisrael Shamru, Shtei Shabbos is Mian Nigalim. We'd be redeemed if we'd be Shomer Shabbos. So Vishamru is also connected to Geula. That's all the tour mentions. The Mefarshim on the bottom of the tour, the priest and the Trisha, now quote more. What about Vaidabar Hashem, Vaidabar Hashem, well, the Pasuk, Vaidabar Moshe Esmodei Hashem B'nai Yisrael, Moshe told all the chagim to Bnei Yisrael. So, what is that? That's not about the Geula. The answer is that Zeichus Yis Mitzrayim. All chagim are Zeichus Yis Mitzrayim. Okay, what about Rosh Hashanah? Says now the Lavush has to be creative. Says the Lavush, V'yobayamahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. Ah, is there a connection to Geula, the Geula ha'asida. What about Yom Kippur? So that's not Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's not if we would keep Shabbos Me'anigalim. And that's not shofar. Says the Lavush, it is Geula, because there's no greater Geula than Geula's Hanefesh. That's the line of the Lavush, to explain how on Yom Kippur night, in many shuls, that pasuk is quoted. The Vilna Gaon's Minhag was not to say any of the psukim, but that is where we see Geula's Hanefesh. So to hear, the Chassam Sofer says, all of these psukim refer to Geula, even though some of them might be Geula's Hanefesh, that is okay. Good, last line, Tana Rabbanan. Ain botkin lor lo orachama v'lo lo orha levana v'lo lo orha avuka. You can't do bedika from the light of the sun or the moon or the avuka or the torch. Ela lo orha ner, only to the light of the candle. Only candle. Why? Mebnei she'orha ner yafel bedika, because that's the best for bedika. Again, that's a reason. It's not just based on a pasuk. There's a reason given. These other ones aren't the most efficient and effective way of using light, right? Chama, Levana, Avuka, and Ner. So the Olas Ephraim, the Kleyakar, and one of his Svarim, suggests that maybe all of these are somewhat symbolic. There's a difference between, Ner of, Sun, and the Moon, and Ner, and Avuka. Said the Olas Ephraim, Yeshtem Shlosha Drachim Lubadika Saleh Vakara Sabore. There are different ways that people get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some through Mitzad Hiluch HaChama. What is that? That's Avram Avinu, Hikar Esbaro. Others, maybe the Levana. Others, Mitzad Or HaTorah. Ner Hashem Nishmasadim. Ner is the Or of Torah. And sometimes people get to a Kodesh Baruch Hu intellectually, and sometimes other people get to, like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodia Torah, that the looking around at nature, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and others through Torah, Bahayu Adrama Eila, says the Olah Sefraim, maybe that's a remez, right? Not to search the Bedika within each one of us, not to search only, but not to search by the Or HaCham and the Or HaLavana, not only by nature, but also La'or HaNer, when it comes to Torah. We mentioned in the Parsha Shir last night, by Parsha's Pinchas, hopefully it's up now on the OU website, that Rashi quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu is described as a Chama, and Yeshua Ben Nun is described as a Levana. And there's a Medrash that says that Chazal said this, and the Chacham of that door, after Yeshua died, says, woe to us, woe to us. What's the woe to us? So the Aznayim LaTorah suggests that what's the difference between the sun and the moon on a symbolic level? The sun gives light, but that doesn't only give light. It doesn't only worry about giving light when it is there. The sun also is worried and choshesh to give light and take care of its subjects even after its time is gone, meaning at nighttime. The sun also has taken care, because the light of the moon and the stars, the chulu, all come from the sun. The sun is symbolic of a leader that not only worries about his constituents at the time that he's the leader, but also puts into place certain factors that would take care of the constituents even afterwards. That's the sun, and that's what Moshe did. Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafked Hashem, please appoint a leader for my children. Masha'en came when it comes to Yeshua. Yeshua was a great leader, but unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, he didn't take charge and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's going to be in charge. No, like most Jewish leaders, again, nothing against them. Moshe Rabbeinu was unique, but he was more Kar Lavana. The Lavana does its job at the time, but afterwards doesn't worry about the future. And that's why after Yeshua, we have Ishkalei Yashar Be'inav, and that's the Medrash, that they were saying, woe, woe to us, because there was no leader that was appointed. Okay, many times, Rahman al-Islam, we have leadership in different areas of the community, and if there is another person that's appointed in the lifetime of the previous leader, okay, that solves much problems. But if there's no leader appointed, so then there's tremendous machlokes in certain circles. Okay, says the Gemara, so you have to use an Aranair because it's Yafel Abedika. The Ava Bisha in Rai Ladavar, Zeich Ladavar. And even if there's no proof positive that you need the candle, Zeich Ladavar, Shene Emar, the same Sukkim, Shavas Yamim. This is the way Tanur Rabbanan. Shavas Yamim Sarolei Matzei Bavatichem VaOmer VaYichapes Bagadol Hechel VaOmer VaEisei Yichapes Yisraelim Baneros VaOmer Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Vaten. Okay, so a couple of times in a row we have these psukim quoted. Says the Gemara, Hay Arachama Hechidami. The Brisa said that you're not allowed to use the sunlight. What's the case that we would potentially use sunlight, and now the Gemara teaches us that you're not allowed to use the sunlight? What's the case? So, inema b'chatzer, are we talking about in a chatzer that you're not allowed to use the sunlight going into a chatzer? It says the Gemara, Hamar Rav, a chatzer ain't sarach ain't tzricha v'dika. You don't have to check a chatzer. B'bnei shaha arvin mitzuyim sham. There are birds there. If anything's lying outside, an animal will come and eat it. The bird will come and eat it. So that doesn't even need b'dika. So that can't be what the Gemara is talking about. That, oh, you have to do b'dika, but you can't use the sunlight. No, you don't need b'dika there. Elav achsadra. It must be talking about an achsadra. We had achsadras in Maseches Erevin, of an area in front of a house, which is a roofed area, but it's open. It's held up by pillars. So that's the case where it requires the bedika, because birds don't all go there because it's covered up. But it, in that case, one is not allowed to use the sunlight even on an angle. Says the Gemara, Hama Rava, Achsadra la Orin Ivdekes. But what do you mean? No. An Achsadra, you can use the or that comes in. Rashi says on top, La or Shelo Nivdekes, Vein Sarech Lahavi la or Haner Balaila, Elabot Kabayom. That's an important Rashi. The Achronim pick up on that Rashi. Rashi is saying there are certain types of areas that do not require Bedika at night. This case, right? The Achsadra, Rashi says, no need to check by night, right? Just do it by Yom. Use its light. Use the sun that's shining in. So that also can't be what the Gemara is talking about, that it requires Bedika, but not with the sunlight. So, Lotricha La Ruba De Becheder. The case what we must be talking about is we have a skylight. You have a skylight into a room, that's the case where you cannot use the sun. Udehecha, and where exactly are you talking about checking in the room? Ila bahadi aruba, is it directly opposite the skylight? Hainu achsadra. Then that's just like an achsadra. You should be able to use la'ora. It's light. Elo itzdadin, period. It must be to the side. It's the case that we're talking about. You can't use sunlight. It's a case of a room inside with a skylight not directly opposite the skylight. That's the case that the Gemara is talking about. There's an interesting machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Right? It starts in the Beis Yosef at the Darkei Moshe, but it translates into the Mechaber and the Ramah. The halacha here quotes that a chatzar does not require bedika because birds will fly in and take the food. Is that even by a case where you know vade there was chametz there? Could you also rely on the fact that birds are going to come? Says the Shulchan Aruch, talking about cases that it's going to come up as Hashem on the later in the daf. You have a refes shel bakar, a lul shel tarnagolim that does not require bedika. V'chein emtsa'a shel chatzer. A chatzer, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this because the Rambam says it. We're talking about the middle area of a chatzer. Ein sarech bedika. Sheim haya sham chametz. If there was chametz there, ha'arvim v'shar ofos, ha'mesuyim sham yachlu, birds would have eaten it. So the middle of a chatzer does not require bedika because birds would eat it. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'hani mili misafik chametz. If there's suffik chametz, you don't know anything was there, but if anything was there, you can assume the birds ate it up. Aval vadei chametz. Lo. If there's vadei chametz there, then you cannot rely on the birds. That's the Shulchan Aruch, as he explained in the Beis Yosef. Says the Mishnah Berurah, de bevadai chametz lo samchina nalzev etzarech bedika de ein suffik mosi midei vadai, which is a big sugya on tomorrow's daf. V'kol shekein b'makom shemamidin avazim b'lul shalahen u'manichem lefeyem b'chutz kli im shibol l'shuol she'achilasam noflim nagarin. That's early in certain cases the Mishnah Berurah talks about, quoting the Chaye Adam, where they make a big mess. You have to be very worried. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you're only allowed to rely on birds if there's a case of safik chametz. But if it's a case of vadei chametz, then you can't rely on the birds. You have to check to make sure. Ein safik mosi midei vadei. And the Ramah is not so convinced. You got to know how to read a couple of Gemaras together. But the Ramah says, Aval kaman tafem he gimel mavur to mutu lahash lechametz b'makam sha'ayfos mitsuyim. You can throw chametz to a place where there are birds. Kol shekein, surely, if you can throw chametz, kol shekein sarin sarach lava'er, that you don't have to check and do and for chametz. Misham. Afilu chametz vadai, ava achar zman isuro. So, machlokes, machab and the ramah, whether you have to check for chametz in that case. If it's a vadai, nichnas, or you can rely on the birds. Good. V'avuka lo. Ask the Gemara, you're not allowed to use a torch, because a torch is not good light? What do you mean? V'yama Rava. My said the pasuk says in Chabakuk. We're having a number of the treyasar today, right? We had Tzfanya, now we have Chabakuk. V'noga ka'or tihyeh. Their shine will be like the light. Karnayim miyad olo Hashem will give the tzaddikim shining of his countenance. V'sham chev yonuzo. So what is that pasuk telling me? Lama tzaddikim domim b'fnei hashchina. What is tzaddikim compared to? Kiner b'fnei ha'avuka. Like a candle in front of a torch. But you see there, a torch is the model. A torch is the ultimate in light. So if that's the ultimate light, it gives off the bells of most light. Yes, you have to use that for batika. V'yama rava, avuka la havdala mitzvah min amufchar. Avuka for havdala is the best to use for havdala. So why would it be inappropriate? Why shouldn't you be able to use it for batika? I think Gemara talks about why it's so great for havdala. It's because we say ma'orei ha'esh, and there are all different colors in the fire. There's blue, there's orange, there's yellow, all different colors. Avuka l'avdala mitzvah n'mufchar. So the Gemara answers, no, there's four reasons why you can't use a torch. Number one, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ze yachol achniso b'chur m'nustakin, v'ze en yachol achniso l'chur m'nustakin. A torch, picture a havdala candle. You can't take it into the nooks and crannies, which you can take in one single wick candle. You can't take it in there, so it's not good for bedika. Rav Zvid Amar, number two, ze oro lefanav, ze oro la'acharav. I hold a candle in front of me, I could use it to see in front of me. A torch, it's such a big light that it basically blinds what's in front of me, and I can only use it to see what's behind it, which is not good enough. Rav Papa Amar, hai ba'is vai lo ba'is. A torch, I'm scared. I'm scared to hold, I'm scared everything's going to catch on fire. And hai lo ba'is, a candle is not, I'm not scared of. V'ravina Amar, hai mashach nahora vai miktafik tufei. A torch, also the flame is not steady, it's jumping around, and therefore does not give me proper light to do bedika. Mashenki, when it comes to one candle, that is that is fine. Good, so those are the four reasons why one cannot use a torch. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, what about if you don't have a candle or anything? Could you use a match? Could you light a match and use that? You'll have to light, maybe, what if you have a big match? If you use it, you're going to light a few different matches. Suggest the Chashuk Yechemet, maybe not. Because one of the four reasons here is bias. Whenever you light a match, I'm worried it's going to burn my fingers. That's why I'm always focused on it. A few seconds later, I have to blow it out before I burn my fingers. So he suggests maybe that's why you would not be able to use matches. Look at the Chassam Sofer. Here, he has a drasha, he says, on the phrase, avuka la havdala misa namufkar. If you use an avuka for havdala, so he says, al derech drush, when we're mavdil between our olam hazeh elements of our life and our olam haba elements of our life, we should have an avuka. It should be so clear and light, the difference. Avuka la havdala. If you have a torch that lights up for the havdala, for your separation between your gashmias and ruchnias, between your olam hazeh and olam haba, mitzvah namufkar. That's a great thing. And he says, even deeper, that our mitzvos and our Torah have to be on fire. It says that shows the difference. We have to be alive and into it and unbelievable with our Torah and our chesed and our mitzvos, and that would be a havdalah from the rest of our lives. He says, Imki adintin emes, obviously, says Chassam Sofer, I agree to the halacha, but me aroi shi yavdil ha'adam bein avodoso es baro, yisparach, la avodoso es atzmo, v'anagas olam hazeh, shetiyah rak ba'avara ba'alma. When it comes to olam hazeh, we have to kind of just do it and not make it a focus. Masha enken avodas yotro tia alsara yoser tov v'yirei shemayim yasei de kulam, and you should be on fire, not mitzvah sarashim ulumada, but avuka lahavdala. If you're mavdil through an avuka, through a torch, making it so exciting, so that is mitzvah min havuka. Good. That's Chassam Sofer's drasha of the day. Now we continue and go back. Again, we have the four reasons why not to use a torch. For havdala, we use a torch. Why do we use a torch? Why do we have fire on Motzei Shabbos anyway? Why do we have fire? Right, we know we have besamim because our neshama yaseira left and we want to put ourselves into a good mood. We have a good smell. Why do we have fire on Motzei Shabbos? So the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer says because fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. Fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, right? Adam Arishon was nervous that, you know, he's finished, he's out of Gan Eden, now it's dark. And there was fire. Hashem made him a fire. The Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer says that comforted him. Because fire, there's two versions. Whether fire, Hashem showed him a torch, or he himself made a torch. But either way, fire was created, and that's why the kiyum of fire is dafka. We don't use a nair that was lit from beforehand. It's got to be created on Motzei Shabbos. Because that is the reason why we have it. That's different than the reason we have a nair after Yom Kippur. Right, this is the nair after Shabbos. Good, two dots. We continue. Next phrase in the Mishnah. Kol makom she'em achnisim v'chulu. Right, the second Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim is on tomorrow's daf. Daf tes. Kol makom she'em achnisim v'chulu. Any place that chametz does not go into, you do not have to check. Kol makom la'asuyeh mai. What is that including? La'asuyeh ha'detan rabbanan. Including the following cases. Chori, these are all examples of items and places where chametz does not go. Churei, bayis, ha'el yonim, v'tachtonim. If you have like drawers or holes in the wall of a house that are very high or very low, they're not comfortable for usage. V'gag, ha'yatziah, or a slanted roof. V'gag, ha'migdal. The gag of a migdal is like a box or a closet that's shaped like a migdal, like a tower. V'refes, bakar, or a stable where animals stay. V'lulin, where chickens stay. U'masbein, a place where straw is. V'otzros, yayin, v'otzros, shemen, wine and oil, storage rooms. Ein Srichan Bedika. All of these do never get chametz, and therefore one does not need Bedika in those cases. So a very interesting Me'iri. Me'iri has two dayas. He quotes a day and then argues, what happens if you have a makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz, but you know vadai you brought chametz in there once or twice? It's not a makom that always has chametz in it, but you know vadai you brought chametz in there. Does that require Bedika? So the Me'iri quotes some that say, no, it does not require Bedika. It's still a makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz. Just because you brought it in does not change its status. It's still mufka from the chiyum of bedika. Yes, you have to make sure. Hopefully it's out. But it's mufka, and therefore there's no chiyum of bedika there. And the Me'iri argues, he says, no. He says, once you bring chametz in, so then that's it. It's an entry machlokas. Can you ruin the status of makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz with just bringing it in once. That's an important 2 days in the Meiri. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Brisa says the first day, all these places, Ein Sricha Medika. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, another case, Mita HaCholekes B'toch HaBayis. If you have a bed in the middle of a house, right, it splits the house into two, it's not important for us. What's important for us is this line, Umav Sekes. There is space under the bed, like our beds, to put items. Sricha Medika. That requires bedika, because maybe you put items there. Are you allowed to sleep on a bed that has food under it? So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. Some are makpid for that, some are not makpid for that, in terms of sleeping with food under the bed. Right? What about food in the bottom of a stroller? What about food under a seat in front of you on an airplane where people are sitting? Rav Sternbach is makel in those cases because it's not meant only to sleep on, but it's meant to sit in and to just relax in. Either way, that is an important discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Poskim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says you need bedika under the bed. V'raminu, 1 second, we have a stira, chor shebein adam al-chaveira. If you have a hole between two, a wall that separates between two different properties. So, zebodik ha-mokam shiyad ha-magas, v'zebodik ha-mokam shiyad ha-magas. Each one should check, stick their hand in, as far as their hand could get, that's as far as they have to check. V'asham v'alu b'libo, and if there's any chametz beyond that, just do bittul, v'asham v'alu b'libo. Rabbeinu David says, aren't we worried that it might have rolled? The answer is, yeah, it might have rolled, but you don't have to make yourself crazy. If you're going to do bittul, remember, what did the Gemara say earlier? Even though you did bittul, you still have to do bedika. Why? Shemi masei gluska yafe. But if it's beyond this, all the way deep into the hole, you're not going to find it. It's not coming out. And that's why it's good enough to do this. Shar mevat lo belibo. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, mita cholekas b'soch habayis. You have a bed in the middle. Ve'etzim va'avanim sedurim tachteha. If you have rocks and wood that are sadur, that are under the bed. Umav sekes. But there's space on top of the rocks under the bed still there. Ain't sricha bedika. Ain't sricha bedika. So it's a stira. Kasha mita amita, kasha chorin achorin. Right? The stira, whether under the bed requires bedika or not, or the chorin require bedika or not. The second brisa says that the chorin does not require, right? You check, and that up until your hand can reach, and the rest you are mevatel. And the first brisa said, chorin don't need bedika. Chori bias, right? Elyonu v'tachtonim. So the Gemara answers, chorin achorin lo kasha. There's no stira there. Habi iloy upitatoi. Habi mitzi. It depends. If you have holes that are comfortable to use, mitzi, that requires bedika, because that's a makom, shemachnisin bochamitz. But the very high and the very low, though it's a makom sheimachnisin bochamitz, and that does not require. Mita amita lokasha, and also, the beds is no problem. Hadimidalia, hadimitatoi. It depends if it's raised up so that it's, again, comfortable to use or not. So basically, this amud is just very logical. If it's a place, makom shemachnisin bochamitz, you gotta check. If not, not. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Otsros yain ain't sarich bedika. Otsros yain do not require bedika. V'hatanya, otsros yain sarich bedika. Otsros shemen ain't sarich bedika. Wine cellars and storage rooms do require bedika. So how can we say not? Hacha mayaskina b'mistapek. Normally, it does not require bedika. Wine is not chametz. But if it's the wine cellar where the butler or the servant or you might have gone down there during a meal and you're holding a sandwich and you might have brought it down during the meal, so that's a makom shemachnisim ochametz, and therefore it requires bedika. Ihachi shemenami. So what's the difference between oil and wine? Why should a wine storage room require bedika and not oil? Says the Gemara, no. Shemen yesh kevel achila, yain in kevel l'shkia. Oil, there's a kfias l'achila. What does that mean? Before the meal, I can know basically how much oil I'm going to use. So I get the oil before the meal, and that's it. There's no chashash that I'm going to go down during the meal. Oh, we ran out of oil. Wine ain't kavalishtia. So people might drink more than was expected. And therefore, it could very well be that people went down during the meal. And that is why that the wine cellar requires bedika. Tani Rabbi Chia, Asu Otros Shechar Bibavel, Kozos Yain Be'eretz Yisrael B'mistapik. In Bavel, they drank beer. Like in Eretz Yisrael, they drink wine. And therefore, just in Eretz Yisrael, they... If you had a case where you could have gone down during the meal to get, you have to check. So too, the beer sellers in Bavel. What do you mean beer? Isn't beer chametz? So it has to be. We're talking about different kinds of beer. We're talking about date beer, right? Shechar tamarim. We're not talking about wheat beer, because that obviously would be chametz. Amar of Chizda. Other cases. Beidagim ein sarach bedika. A place where they keep fish. does not require bedika. Fish are in chametz. Vatanya srichin bedika. A brisa says you can. Lokasha habaravra v'yab is a tree. Big fish and small fish. Big fish, you can figure out how many big fish you'll need before the meal. That's like the oil. Habizutre, small fish, you always might need more. Right, you run out of herring. You have to go back down and get some more. So that's why it is a place which requires bedika. Amar Abba Baravuna, be milchi u be kiri tzarech bedika. A place, a storage place for salt and wax, you need bedika. Because salt, always, again, anything that you might get during the meal, wax. They needed wax was all over the place in the days of old, even up until 150 years ago. Right? The wax, the candles. Candles were all over, so you could always run out of wax. Amarav Papa, Beit Sivi u'Beit Timri tzarech bedika. A place where they keep the wood. Or the dates, also tzarech bedika. All of these. Okay, ton. You don't have to stick your hand all the way in. Because it's dangerous. What's dangerous? So my sakana, what's dangerous? So are you worried that there's a scorpion in there and you're going to get bitten by the scorpion? So how do you use it in the first place? You have to check for chametz, but you're not allowed to check for chametz because of sakana. And you don't have to check for chametz, but how do you use it in the first place? It can't be that you're worried about scorpions. So l'tzricha did not fall. It must be that it was a place which didn't have scorpions. It was a regular, you know, hole in the wall, in the best way. Hole in the wall, usually hole in the wall, we say, oh, it's just a hole in the wall. But this is a hole, correct. It was a hole in the wall that was useful, but then the house fell down on it. And now it's basically covered. And now, scorpions love to be in dilapidated places. So says the Gemara, enough, lamale bedika. What do you mean? If the whole house fell down, you don't even need bedika. The Mishnah says later on, vatznan, adaf lamad aleph, chamit shenafla alav mapoles, chametz that a whole building fell on top of Hari Huki Mavur. So that's like Mavur. It's already destroyed. So what are you worried about? Right, we had this earlier, if you remember, where Rashi says that's not the lechadchil. Are you allowed to put straw on top of chametz? So we mentioned Rashi said that that's not the best way of doing biur, and therefore if it's within the 30 days, you might have to make sure that you aren't mevarid that way. And that was related. Rashi quoted this Mishnah also. So, if it's mevuar, back to our question, so why do you need to bedik at all? Says the Gemara, Hasam, she'ena kelev yachol l'chapes acharav. When do we say it's totally mevuar and you don't need bedika? If it's so deep, there are so many layers that even a dog can't get it. Rashi says, shlosha tvachim. There's three tvachim of stuff on top of the chametz, so then it is mevuar. Hacha, kishakelev, yachol l'chapes acharav. But here we're talking about a case where the dog can get to it. It's only a thin layer, and that's why it still requires bedika. Good. But it says, the Bryce had said, it's sakana. Sakana is akrav, and therefore you do not have to do it. Says the Gemara now. Famous principle. V'yamar Rabbi Eleazar, shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin. But you're doing a mitzvah here. Even a mitzvah d'rabanan. It's part of a mitzvah d'araisa. But you're doing b'dikas chametz. What are we worried about? Shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin. Another principle is they don't get hurt. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Shema tova lo machat, va'asi li'iyune basra. No, maybe you're right. If you were purely doing the mitzvah, that's all you were doing, we would say shluchei mitzvah. But maybe you'll have other ulterior motives also. Maybe you lost a needle, you lost something, and as you do bedika, you'll also search for the needle. And if you have both of those kavanas, you're not called shliach mitzvah. Look at the last line in Rashi. V'kivan de miskavin af l'machat, lav shliach mitzvah. Since you would have double kavanah, that's not called the shliach mitzvah v'nizok, and you might get damaged. Ask Rav Elchanan in the Kovet Shiurim right here in Oslam and Aleph, what do you mean? Shluchei mitzvah in a nizok, and if you have double kavanah. Mitzvah seems shlichas kavanah. According to Tanoim, Amoraim, Poskim. Ask Rav Elchanan. V'afilu inema mitzvah seems shlichas kavanah, v'hamitzvah miskayem es gam below kavanah. No matter what kavanah you have, you're still doing the mitzvah. Says the Rav Elchanan, there's a difference between a Mekaye mitzvah and a Shliach mitzvah. You're right, you'll be Yotze the mitzvah without Kavanah. But you wouldn't be called a Shliach mitzvah. Wow. That's Rav Elchanan. Ubezelu kuliyama mitzvah niskayma gam below Kavanah. Bikom akom, kimach ena miskavin le mitzvah. Lo mikri, Shliach mitzvah. Aval hecha de machavin le travayu. L'she mitzvah ula hanaso. Mikri shliach mitzvah af tehecha divina lishma pasul lishma v'shol lishma aval inyan ze ein okein. There's a difference between a makayim mitzvah and a shliach mitzvah, and that's what the Gemara says at this stage. that if you have dual kavanos, it would not be good enough for the protection. Says also another interesting ha'ara before we get to the next line, which again is has much to discuss. The Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch. Right, I think this is from the Shvus Yaakov, I think is the author of the Chok Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov, Reb Yaakov Reischer. Yeah, this is his commentary on Hilchos Pesach. Chok Yaakov, we quoted many Shvus Yaakovs in the past. So the Chok Yaakov says on the Shulchan Aruch, that quotes his halacha, Kosol Shinishtamish Bochamets Bechurim Benafel of Anase Gal, you have a wall that you should use, and then it fell down, Afilu Eina Gavor Shlosha Tvachim, even if it's not three Tvachim high, if it's three Tvachim high, that is Kimavur. But if it's not three Tvachim high, you still don't have to check, because of Sakhanas Akrav. Shemitsuyim Begalim. Chayshinan Shema Achar Shiyashlim B'dikaso. What about a Shluchay Mitzvah? No, maybe after you finish your B'dika, Shein Oseik, we're going to have this line in a minute. You're going to be Mechafes. You know what, let's just read that next line in the Gemara, and then we'll read the Chok Yaakov. Back to the Gemara for a minute. V'kai Gavna La Mitzvahi. Who, if you have double Kavana, it's not good enough? V'yatanya. Doesn't the Brisa say, Homer Selazulit Staka Bishul Shiach Bini? If somebody gives staka and they say, I give the staka so that my son lives. Osha Ehye Ben Olam Haba, or that I'm a Ben Olam Haba. Harezit Tzadik Gamur. You're a great tzadik. So you see, even with those other kavanas, you're a great tzadik. Says the Gemara, Dilma Basar Debadik Asili Iyune Basra. No. Maybe after you did Bedika, maybe then, after you finish the mitzvah, you'll still look for it. So maybe you'll do that purely with the bad kavanas. So that's what we are worried about. Good, we'll come back to the line in a minute. But first, the Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov on commenting on that Shulchan Aruch of, we are worried about Akrav, says the Chok Yaakov. Let me find the line. V'hadalo amrinan hecha d'shchiach hezeka shayni. We say, we're mashma, that while you're osig b'mitzvah, it's okay, you're still... You have the protection. It's just that we're worried that after you finish the mitzvah, you will have pure kavana for your needle. Why don't we say b'makom, like the Gemara is going to say soon? It's shchiach hezeka shiny. So if hezek is common, you should still be worried about the scorpion. So first he quotes a sefer who says the shiny hasam diika. Elsewhere you see shchiach hezeka shiny, as we're going to have later on. On the Amud, Shiny Hasam Diika Sakanas Ben Adam Tuhu Baal Bechira. Wow. There's a difference between Sakana of an animal and Sakana of a person. Sakana of another person is going to hurt you, so then we say, B'makam Shchiach Chazeka Shiny, you don't have the protection. But if it's an animal that's not a Baal Bechira, there's not going to, you have nothing to worry about. And the Chok Yaakov says, I don't agree with this, because Nis'alim Yimani, look at the Sugi Maseches Kiddushin, that even from a dangerous ladder, a ladder is not a Baal Bechira, still we say, V'makam Shchiach Chazeka Shiny. Right? So even without that, but that's the discussion of the Chok Yaakov. This just reminds us of a Arachayim HaKadosh, a very troubling, it's an unbelievable Arachayim HaKadosh, but a troubling one accept in our halachic and hashkafic senses. The Arachayim HaKadosh on the pasuk by Yosef, when the pasuk says that Reuven heard and saved Yosef and said, no, let's not kill him. And Reuven says, just throw him in the pit. And Reuven, as we know, he was going to try to save him later. But what is it? Why does the pasuk say Vayatzi Lehi? Why was that saving? Especially according to Chazal, the pit was full of snakes and scorpions. Okay, some say they didn't see it, but let's say they knew. Let's say they knew there were snakes and scorpions in there. So what kind of Hatzalah was this? Instead of killing him, they threw him into the pit. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, a very scary thought. Pirish. Lefi sheha, and other achronim argue with this vehemently. Lefi sheha adam baal bechira viratzon. A person, if we kill him, that will be our chait. We throw him in the pit with snakes and scorpions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in charge. If it's his time, it'll be his time. If not, not. But when it comes to a person, lefi sheha adam baal bechira viratzon, v'yachol laharog mi shelo nischayiv misa. That's a very scary line. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, a person could kill someone else even if it wasn't their time. What do you mean it wasn't their time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. A person, everything that happens to a person is Hashkacha. But that's what he says. There's a difference between a Baal Bechira, exactly what the Chok Yaakov quoted right here. There's a difference between a Baal Bechira, has that ability. Masha einkein chayos rose lo yifku ba'adam im lo yischayev misa l'shamayim. V'hu omro v'yasileu miyadam pirish miyad habichiri. Ubazes asar omro v'nire ma yuchal amosav ki habichira tevatel hadavar v'ein raya im yahargehu ki sheker diber. There won't be any raya. That's the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Same thing as was quoted here by the Chok Yaakov, the Shvus Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach. So that's what the Gemara says, that you might have the pure kavana, not for the mitzvah at the end, and that's when the danger comes in. This brisa that's quoted has much discussion about it. Person says, I'm going to give staka so that my son is a tzaddik, so that I live in Olam Haba. You're a great tzaddik. Ask Tosfos the simple question. All the Rishonim ask it. What about the third Mishnah in Pirkei Yavos? You can't do that. So you might say, Tzaddik Gomer is at the highest level. Tzaddik Gomer means you're okay, but there's an even higher level. That's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is talking about. You might have said that. But the Rishonim give other answers. Tosfos says, no, what it means over there, what's bad? Bad is a person who, if he doesn't get the answer that he wants, he's going to regret doing the mitzvah. If a person asks Hashem for something while he's doing the mitzvah, okay, if he doesn't get it, he doesn't get it. But he always yearn and pray for something. Tosfos says that Mishnah is talking about somebody who's tohe u'mischarit. As long as he's not tohe u'mischarit, he'll be a tzaddik gomer. One answer. The Ramban in Emunah Mitachon suggests that maybe the problem is only asking for an immediate pras. That's what a pras is. But later on, olam haba, yichya b'ni, so that's much more not in front of you, and therefore, that's okay. Final answer that's quoted by many achronim, the Maharash Primu, is quoted in the Anafes Avos on Pirkei Avos, is quoted in the Chidah, it's quoted that maybe the difference is whether it's a mitzvah you have to do or not. By a mitzvah that you have to do, you can't make these deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hara almanasha, hareza, you can't make these deals, you have to do it. By volunteering a mitzvah, whenever you're volunteering a mitzvah, so maybe there's more flexibility. Right? And this is what the Chidah says. You have many examples. You have Reb Zeira, the Gemara says, when Reb Zeira got tired of learning and he was exhausted, he went to sit outside the Beis Medrash. So he said, at least when the Chachamim come in, I'll stand up a little bit and I'll get schar for that. What do you mean I'll get schar for that? Reb Zeira is doing it, I'm an aslakab al schar. The Gemara in Brachas daf chafres. So the answer is no. That's a mitzvah that he didn't have to do. Anything that you could volunteer for, so then we would say that is okay, that is not a violation. Okay, so that is all answer number one though. Sakanas, what sakana are we talking about? Sakanas akrabim. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar Mishum sakanas hanachrim. Different danger. No, a sakana of the non-Jews. Uplimohi. Right, and it's plimo as follows. Tanya, chur, shebein Yehudi laramoi. Let's see, a Jew and a non-Jew share a wall, and they put stuff in the wall. Both, they got makav yodah magas, so he should do bedika until as far as his hand reaches. Vasham avalu belibo, and then he does bittul. That's the Tanakama. Plimo, amar, no. Kol atzmo in abodim b'nei sakana. No, he doesn't check the hole at all, because there's a danger. My sakana, what sakana are we talking about? Inem a sakana is kshafim. Is there a sakana of kishuf, kishtamish, yechemishtamish? You're worried about some type of dark side powers in the hole. How do you use the hole in the first place? So hasam kishtamish imam of nahor of lomasakadaite. No, when he used the hole in the first place, it was during the daytime. There was no kishuf, and the non-Jew wouldn't think anything either. Hacha, now it's bedikas chametz. It's nighttime. What's the Jew doing the night before Pesach? A non-Jews throughout history haven't needed much to accuse us of doing things before Pesach. Here, it's nighttime, it's with a candle, and the guy says, what's going on here? And he's choshesh, the Jew of doing kishuf, that's the danger. Says the Gemara, v'yamar Rabbi Elazar, shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin. Don't you say shluchei mitzvah are not nizok? Hecha, the shchiyah chazeka shiny. Hecha, the where shchiyah chazeka, that's different. So here we're talking about another person. That was the chiddush of the sefer quoted by the Chok Yaakov. That's what we say. Shchiyah chazeka shiny is only by other people. And the Chok Yaakov said, no, but the case in the Kiddushin is by a ladder. Either way, back to our case, Shneemar, where do you say, B'makam Shchiyah Chazeka, you have to be worried? V'yomer Shmuel, when Hashem tells Shmuel to go anoint David, Shmuel says, I can't, it's dangerous. Shaul's going to hear and kill me. V'yomer Hashem, what does Hashem say? So it's fascinating. Hashem could have said, don't worry, I'll protect you. Hashem says, no. Hashem says, take a car animal and pretend you're bringing a carbon. So Hashem sold him to try to trick. Try to pretend that you're going somewhere else. V'yomer Hashem, eglas bakar, tikach v'yadecha v'chulu. But that's the source. From Malkam Shchiyah Chazeka, Shaul HaMelech is going to try to kill him. Shiny. So, says the Gemara. Boy, I mean, so maybe that's a raya to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Maybe that's where he got it from. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved here. But if Shaul wants to kill him, right, Hashem didn't just say, I'll protect you. Amazing. Boy, mine me Rav, hani b'nei be Rav. They ask from Rav, these yeshiva boys, the diary, babaga, that they live in the outskirts, ma'ala meise kadim v'chashuk le Rav, could they come early and leave late from yeshiva? I mean, could they go the early and it's still dark outside? Armalahu nesu alive al tzavari. I take responsibility. Nesu, let them come. Meaning when they go to the base status, even if it's dark, it's okay. Nishluche mitzvah, in an izokin. Nesu mai, what about leaving? What about going home? Armalahu yadana. Does Shluchei Mitzvah apply even on the way back? So Idmar Amar Rabbi Lazar Shluchei Mitzvah in an Izokin Lo Bali Chasan V'Loch B'Chazar Asan. Even on the way back, they have the protection. Period. By the way, the Mefarshim pointed out. So how was Yosef Nizok when he went to his brothers? Shluchei Mitzvah in an Izokin. So some say, well, B'Makam Shchiyah Chazeka Shaini, right? The brothers hated him. Or you might say he went farther. His brothers said to Shechem, and he went to Dosan, right? There are answers to that question. That's all. That's the next Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the pasuk deals with that. Come on, back to the Gemara. So who says this? That even on the way back, ki aitana as follows. Tanya isi ben Yehuda Omer ki lefisha amr Torah. The Torah says vo yachman eshes artzacha. The Torah says go be ola regel, and Hashem is going to protect your land that you leave. Milamei chetei parascha ra ba'afar. Your cow could be grazing. Ve'ein chaya mazikasa. They're going to be protected. Tana golscha min akeres ba'ashpa. Chicken's going to be eating in the garbage. Ve'ein chulda mazikasa. And cats aren't going to attack your chickens. You can leave everything open. And you're going to have divine protection when by Alila Regal. Follow Dvaram Kavachomer, and it's a Kavachomer. Uma Elushadark and Lazuk. Einonizokin. If your animals, which naturally get damaged, if they are protected, b'nei adam she dark and lazuk alachas kam v'kam. So surely people. So you see that's a source for shluchei mitzvah. Ein li ela v'halicha. I only know okay going to do the mitzvah. B'chazor minayin. How do I know that's aliyah regel is a source for even going back? Tamalomar ufanisa v'boker v'alachta lo alecha. The next morning you go back to your ohel. Milamed shetelich v'tipsa alecha b'shalom. That's the source that you're going to go back and find everything b'shalom. Says the Gemara, and the Meiri here says, in life we have to take precautions, but we can't be so crazy and so scared of everything in life. Says the Meiri, we have to realize Hashem is protecting us. Says b'chol makom, afo b'shein sopchan al anes, even though you don't rely on anes, where hezekom matzui b'chol makom afu ein ra'ui lahafkia atzmo min hamitzvah mitoch rachus halev. Don't not do a mitzvah because your heart is soft. Where it's not so common to have these dangers. Trust Hashem. And the Meiri then quotes all the midrashim that we all know relating to the stories that are told about people who went to be Ola Regel. That they found the snake that was circling in front of the door so nobody would come in. Or they found chickens walking around and they found dead cats near the chickens. Or they found people, malachim, that looked like people that were going in and out of their houses. So the non-Jewish neighbors thought that the people never left, and really they left, and it was malachim that looked like them. All the stories are quoted right here in the Meiri. Says the Gemara, if the pasuk teaches me that even going back there's protection, what do I need to know about going there? The answer is, you're right. You don't. Then what is that first pasuk teaching me? That pasuk of as artzach is teaching me, you only have a chiyuv of ola regel, alila regel, when you have karka. Period. Why are the delicious fruits that are near Tveria, the Gemara talks about in different places, they're delicious. Rabbi Yochanan used to eat a lot of them, says the Gemara in Brachas. Why aren't they in Yerushalayim? Kadesh shelo yehu oli regalim omrim. So the oli regalim, the second Yerushalayim, wouldn't say, il male lo alinu, elechol peres kinosim, Yerushalayim dayenu. This is such great gashmias. People shouldn't come to Yerushalayim for the gashmias. Nimse saliyah shelo lishma. It would be an aliyah shelo lishma. Right, that's the connection to the previous Gemara. We're talking about lishma by mitzvos. Kayotze bo, omr abdu stoib reb yanai. Vipnei ma ein chami tferia b'Yerushalayim. Why aren't the hot springs of tferia in Yerushalayim? Kidei shelo yu oli regalim omrim. So people shouldn't say, il mali lo alinu elu lechorz b'chami tferia dayenu. These baths are great. V'nimsa as aliyah shelo lishma. And again, it comes out that there's an aliyah shelo lishma. Good. Let's just finish up the last section. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you have to check a couple of rows of the wine cellar. Machloket b'shama b'sila u'bameh amru shtei shuras v'chulu marti v'mandakar shmei. It says, and this is what we mentioned by the wine cellar. So what is, the Mishnah sounds like it's coming in the middle of a conversation. So achi kamar, yes, kamar kamshei machlisim bo chametz in sarat padika, add this line in. Any place that you don't bring chametz, it does not require padika. V'otzros yain, v'otzros shemen nami in sarat padika, and wine and oil cellars do not need. U'bameh amru shtei shuras b'marteif. What about the line that we know that people have to check in the marteif? Makom shemachlisim bo chametz u'bemistapik. That's only a type of cellar where people bring chametz in. Beishamay amr shei shuras v'chulu amr of Yehuda. So what does Beishamay hold? Two rows across the whole marteif. What does that mean? Machlokas. Amr of Yehuda shei shuras sh'amr min ha'aretz v'chmei akora. Two whole rows. The front row, let's see, the barrels are piled up, right, vertically and horizontally. The front two rows, from the floor to the ceiling. Rabbi Yochanan amar, no, shura achas kemin gav. The total front row and the top row, right, like a bent, like an L. Tani gavasid Rabbi Yehuda, Tani gavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports each one. Tani gavasid Rabbi Yehuda. Beishamay omer shtei shuras apanikol amarteif. Shtei shuras amar min aras vashmei akora. Tani gavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Shtei shuras apanikol amarteif. Chitzona roas apesach. The up front one, the outer one. The elyona roas atikra, and the upper one across horizontally. Shalafnim heimena v'shalamate heimena ein sarach badika. But what's inner or under does not need. Those are the two days in Beishamay. Beis Hillel omer shtei shuras achitzona shein elyonos. Beis Hillel says the outer upper ones. What does that mean? Amarav El Yonev Shalamate Mena. It's the outermost row. It's the top two rows on the outermost row. Ushmol Amar El Yonev Shalafinme Mena. No, it's the top row and the one right behind it on the top row in the second column. My time at the Rav. Rav says why the two in front, Diek Chisonas, because he says the outer. For El Yonos Tani, it says El Yonos. Lemute Tatoi de Tatayasa. It just means excluding the ones that are under, but it doesn't mean two across the top. Ushmol Amar El Yonev Shalafinme Mena. And Shmol says, no, it's the two on top. My time at Diek El Yonos, because basically says El Yonos. I have a Hachitzonak Tani. It also says outer. Lemute Gavyasa de Gavyasa. That just means not the ones totally inside. Rabbi Chia Tani Kavasi de Rav, Vikulu Tanoi Tani Kavasi de Shmuel, Vahilchasa Kavasi de Shmuel. Some said like Rav, some said like Shmuel, but we hold like Shmuel, says the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time with the next Mishnah in Psachim.